Parsha Shmos. We begin now a whole new Tkufa. As we learn the Parshas of the Golos in its time, and every year these Parshas need to be looked at afresh and how they can be relevant to our own Avodas Hashem. The Torah is not a storybook, and the Torah is not a history lesson, but rather the Torah is current affairs, and that's really the Avodah whilst learning Chumash and Rashi in the Parsha. We want to see how this can be incorporated. The lessons of the Parsha should become lessons in our own day-to-day Avodah. There is an important theme that we'd like to discuss tonight, which is evident in our Parsha. As Klal Yisrael enter and begin this period of Vayemoru es Chayeyem, their lives are embittered, and the Shibud has begun. This was, of course, all pre-told in the Bris Bein HaBsorim. This was going to happen, and in our Parsha, it happens. But as we know, they didn't remain there forever, and there was Zoicha to a Geula. There was Zoicha to the Geula. And the question we'd like to discuss, we'd like to investigate tonight is, in what Zuchus, and how exactly were they Zoicha to that Geula? Because the Ramban says the following statement, an incredible statement. We all know, this is famous in Chazal, that albeit Klal Yisrael were careful in their names and in their dress and in their language to remain separate, but we know that that was the exception to the rule. Essentially, Klal Yisrael plummeted to the 49th level of Tumah. Chazal say when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim claimed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the difference between them and the Mitzrayim? Halolu Eivdei Avodah Zarah, V'halolu Eivdei Avodah Zarah. There's not much difference between them. So the question therefore becomes, so why indeed were they redeemed from Mitzrayim? The situation didn't seem to improve over the years, it seemed only to deteriorate. And the Ramban points this out. And the Ramban says a phenomenal comment. He says, Loi hoyu ru'uyim lehigoel. They were not ro'u. They were not ro'u. They were not essentially deserving of the Geula. They were not deserving of the Geula. Even though, after all, what was the original gzeira in the Bris Bein HaBsorim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say that they're going to be languishing there in Mitzrayim forever and ever. There definitely was a time, 400 years or 430, however you calculate it. And yet the Ramban says the time had come and they were not ro'u. They were not ro'u to exit Mitzrayim. So what in fact was their ticket out of Mitzrayim? Says the Ramban, if you look, there is a comment that repeats itself time and time again in our parasha. The Ramban is to be found, if anybody wants to look it up, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chof Hei. We find, for example, that the Torah writes that Klal Yisrael cried out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it says, Vayishma Elohim es na'akosam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also says, for example, Vayizkoir Elohim es brisoi, Vayar Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw them. He saw something. He heard something. Vayeda Elohim. So what was it? What was their ticket? What was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw and heard? So Ramban says one word. This is really the Yisoy that we want to discuss tonight. Elo Mipnei, what was the reason? Hatsa'oka. Because of that scream that they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibel Tfilosom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makabel their tefillah, Barachamov, out of compassion for them. So they were not Zeicha. They were not Ro'u. They were not in fact deserving of the Geula, but that's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, and he remembered, and he heard what? What did he see? What did he hear? He heard that tefillah. He heard the tzaoka. And the Ramban, once again in Parshas Boy, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Membeis discusses this and he elaborates this and he says, Hayadua. It's well known. Shehoyu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. What was the spiritual state of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim? Ro'im v'chato'im mo'oid. Very sharp terminology. They were evil, bad, sinners, mo'oid. V'hoyo ro'u, and essentially, the fitting state would have been sheyisarech yosa, that their stay should have been extended in Mitzrayim. They had no ticket out based on their own spiritual standing. Elo shetzoaku v'hirbu v'tfilah. But because they cried out v'hirbu, and they repeatedly daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means when it says, for example, v'ye'onchu b'nei Yisroel in Pasuk Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Hei, v'ye'onchu b'nei Yisroel minu avoido, and they groaned minu avoido. So the simple translation is, of course, they were having a very bittered life, they were being tortured, so they cried out in pain. The Ramban says, no, they cried out in tefillah. They cried out in tefillah. V'ye'onchu b'nei Yisroel minu avoido, and what happens? Vata'al shavosom elhu elokim minhu avoido. And their screams rose up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu minhu avoido, vayishma elokim es na'akosom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard their cries, and he stresses it. Lo yhoyo ru'uyim lehigoyel. A third time he says, they were not really deserving to be redeemed. Elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makabel tsa'akosom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makabel their cries, Mipnei hatzar hagodol shahoyu boy, because of the great distress, the great pain that they found themselves in. So we learn from over here a tremendous yisoid, and we're going to try Be'ezus Hashem in the coming minutes to elaborate on this. That Klal Yisrael's ticket out of Mitzrayim was tefillah. Not because they had zechuyos because of mitzvahs, or anything like that, to the contrary, they didn't really deserve it. But like they cried out. There was a tza'oka, minho avoidov, like the Ramban says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makabel their cries that came mipnei hatzar, that came from amidst the terrible pain and distress that they were in. They screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, and that was their ticket out. And of course, we make mention of this in the Seder night. In the Seder night in Magid, as we go through the psukim, and we say, Vanitzak El Hashem, Elokei, Avoiseinu, and we mention the Pasuk, Vayomchu b'nei Yisrael, Minu Avoido, Vayishma Hashem Eskoileinu. This is a very dominant and central theme that we make mention of in the Leil HaSeder, and in light of the Ramban, we understand why, because this is essential. This is not just some side issue, small detail in the story, this is a major factor. This is, in fact, how Klal Yisrael get out of Mitzrayim. And there's a medrash that expresses it mafurish in Tehillim, and it says, Ein Yisrael Nigolin. Do you know how Yisrael get redeemed? There's various factors, and one of them is Mitoich Tfilah. Tfilah is their ticket. Tfilah is their ticket, and the medrash says, who says? Where do you see that Tfilah is a great ticket out of Golos? And the medrash says, V'chein atomoitzei, because you will find this, Keshe Nigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So this is a great source. This is one of the enormous lessons of our parasha. Tefillah was their ticket out of Golos. Now, let's elaborate a little bit. Rabbeinu Bachai points out, he makes a very, very important diuk. The lashon of the pasuk that we pointed out, we mentioned before, was Vayeonchu b'nei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael groaned minho avoida. So what's the simple translation of that pasuk? I think we would all agree that the simple translation of that pasuk is they groaned and they cried out minho avoida because there was great pain. So minho avoida, out of sheer distress and pain, they cry out. This is repeated in the very next phrase because it says Vata'al shavosom elhu elokim. And their shavo, their crying, their screaming out, rose up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again, minho avoido, from the work. So Rabbeinu Bachai says a phenomenal chiddush. Rabbeinu Bachai says Again, same as the Ramban, they were not ra'u to be redeemed, but because of tefillah. Same as the Ramban, because of tefillah. But then he points out the following. And he says, why does the Torah have to add that word, and that phrase, that they cried out, minu avoida? I mean, it's obvious. Why else are they crying out? They're crying out, vayemoru es chayeyem, there's avoida, kasha. Why does the Torah see it important to point out they cried out, minu avoida? And then again, in the same pasuk, and their cries rose up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, minu avoida. We've already pointed this out, and it's obvious anyway. So the Rabban, Rabbeinu Bachai, says the follows, lelamedcha. This is to teach you, she'ein tfilosei shel odom shleima. The tefillah of a person cannot be considered sholim. Perfect? Ka'oisa, like that, shehu mispalel mitoich hatzora v'hadrichak. There is a brand new concept called tefillah mitoich tzora. Tefillah mitoich tzora. And the Rabbeinu Bachai, without explaining it, we're going to try and explain it, says, there is no tefillah shleima. There is no perfect tefillah like that of the tefillah mitoich tzora. And he says, he yoiser mekubeles. That's more easily accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hi ha'oyle lefonov. And that's the tefillah that rises in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rabbeinu Bachai is telling us a terrific pshat here in the pasuk. When it says Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael minu avoido, it doesn't just mean that they cried because of the word. Well, obviously it's because of the word. Why else would they cry? What it's pointing out is that no, because they came minu avoido, so it was a different type of tefillah. This was what the Rabbeinu Bachai defined as a tefillah shleima. What's the next words in the pasuk? Vata'al shavosam Elohim. Their tefillahs rose up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because it was minu avoida. The Torah is not just telling you the narrative. The Torah is explaining to you why was that tefillah accepted by the Rabbeinu Shloim. And the answer is because if it came minu avoida. And if a tefillah comes from distress, minu avoida, says the Rabbeinu Bachai, that's a tefillah, that's mukubeles yoseh. That's more accepted by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam than it would be a regular tefillah. And the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh says exactly the same. He makes a big principle out of it and he says, achas mehatfilos, one of the types of davenings, hamiskablois, which are accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a tefillah mitoich tzara. And he also says, I see that in this pasuk. Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael min ho'avoido. Vatal shavosan Elohim. Why? Min ho'avoido. The Torah is not explaining why they cried out. The Torah is explaining how they cried out. How did they daven? What type of tefillah was this? This was a tefillah mitoich tzara. So the picture is beginning to emerge. Klal Yisrael are essentially not ra'u to be redeemed from Mitzrayim. How indeed were they zoicha at the end of the day? Through the koyach of tefillah. But specifically, the koyach of tefillah mitoich tzara. Tefillah mitoich tzara. The Ramban, by the way, that we mentioned before, the Ramban also said they weren't worthy of being redeemed. So why were they in fact? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel tza'akosom mipnei hatzar. So it could be that's what the Ramban means. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted their cries, which by the way they cried out of pain. No, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted their tefillah, because it was mipnei hatzar. So here comes the big question. Why is a tefillah mitoich tzara so special? Rabbeinu Bachai says, oh, it's mekubeles yosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tefillah that comes his way, mitoich tzara, more than your regular tefillah. So, on a simple level, one could understand, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis. Korayv Hashem lenishperei leiv, if somebody's broken-hearted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special kirva, and maybe that's what it means. But I don't think that's what it means. Do you know why? Because Rabbeinu Bachai, that we mentioned before, said, what's unique about a tefillah mitoich tzara? That it's a tefillah shleima. It's a perfect tefillah. If the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it is because he has mercy for you, then the tefillah is no better. There's no change in the tefillah. It's the same tefillah as every single day. But if it comes in Nitoich Tzoras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis on you. That's not what it sounds like in Rabbeinu Bachai. If Rabbeinu Bachai says this is a tefillah shleimo, it sounds like a tefillah Nitoich Tzoras is a different type of tefillah. Not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis for you because nebuch you're in a difficult situation, but rather because it's defined as a tefillah shleimo. It's an altogether different type of tefillah. Why is it different? How does a person daven differently when he's in a matzav of tzara than he does when he's not in a matzav of tzara? What does Rabbeinu Bachai mean over here? And I think the answer is to be found in the writings of Rabbeinu Bachai himself. Not in our parasha, in Parashas Mishpatim. In Parashas Mishpatim, the Torah there says, do not afflict the widow or the orphan. Kol almona v'yosoim lo yisa'anu. Don't afflict them. Don't afflict them. Because if you do, tzo'ik yitzak elai, the widow, the orphan, will scream out to me, and Shomoya Eshma Tzaakosa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will listen to that cry. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu listen specifically to the cry of the widow and the orphan? So again, one could learn, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis. The widow has no husband. The orphan has no parents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has extra rachmonis. Listen to the words of Rabbeinu Bachai and Rabbi Yisai. This is the yisoid of tonight's share. Rabbeinu Bachai says that no. Do you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillah of the yosim and the tefillah of the almana? So he says, Derech b'nei ha'olam. The normal way of most people is that when they are in a difficult situation, they look for all different types of means and ways to help them out. I'll try A, if that doesn't work, I've got contingency plan B, and if not, I'll fall back on C. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, but the Yosim and the Almona heb chalushe hakoyach. They're the weak people of society. Ein lohem oizrim. They have nobody to assist them. Ulachkach loy yivtechu ba'odom. They don't have bitochim in human beings. Ki im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Bachai is teaching us a phenomenal yesod. When the almona and the yosim cry out, they're crying out differently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts their tefillah not because he has rachmanis for them, although that's certainly true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Avi HaYosimim, etc. But that's not what Rabbeinu Bachai is saying. Most people perhaps are guilty of davening as a contingency plan. And if tefillah doesn't work, I'll look elsewhere. But the Yosem and Almona don't have elsewhere to look at. Who's going to stand up for them? They are, as it were, the weaklings of society. The poor widow, the poor orphan. So when they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they daven altogether more sincerely. There is no other contingency plan. They know and feel and live that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their only address. That's a different type of tzaaka. Not just because of rachmanas. That's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts their tefillah. Because it's more sincere. Who else do they have to turn to? When they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they know full well HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their only address. So we've learned over here a tremendous yesod. We asked before, what's so special about a tefillah mitoich tzara? Somebody davens in a difficult situation, says Rabbeinu Bachai in our parasha, that's mekubeles yoisa. Why is it mekubel yoisa? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis. Because when a person is in tzara, and he realizes that nobody else can alleviate this tzara, except the Rabbeinu Shemayim, so that becomes a tefillah shleimo. That becomes a tefillah with roiv kavala. Not like when things are going pretty well, and I need to daven to Hashem, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, that's good, and if not, I have plenty of other plans. But not when a person is in matzav of tzara, and he arrives at that clarity, that there is no other address. So it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion for him, but rather, it's a tefillah shleima. What does that word shleima mean? How do you translate shleima? Normally it's translated as perfect. Do you know it's a mafurish gemara? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, how can it be sometimes two people, zeh hispalel, v'zeh hispalel? This one daven, that one daven, this one was answered, and this one was not answered. How can that be? So the Gemara says, do you know why? Zeh hispalel tfilah shleima, and he was answered. V'zeh loy hispalel tfilah shleima. You know what Rashi says there? One word. Tfilah shleima, nischavein. He had proper kavan. So that's the key now to understanding our Rabbeinu Bachai. When Rabbeinu Bachai says that a tefillah mitoich tzara is a tefillah shleima, what does he mean? It's a tefillah that's done with proper kavanah. When a person is in a serious situation and he arrives at that clarity that there is no other address, there's no contingency plan, and there's no other way that I can possibly get out of this tzara, then that's an altogether different type of tefillah. That's what Rabbeinu Bachai means. It's mekubeles yaisa. It's more accepted by the Rabbeinu Shleim. Why? Not because of compassion. Because it's a more potent tefillah. It's a more powerful tefillah. And therefore, when we put this together now, Klal Yisrael were not ro'ul to be saved from Mitzrayim. They didn't really have any zechuyos going their way. They had really sunk rock bottom. But vayeonchu b'nei Yisrael min ho'avoido. They cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich tzara. And therefore, vata'al shavasam Elohim. That type of tefillah rose up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because it was min ho'avoido. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, that's a tefillah shleima. That's a tefillah shleima, that's a tefillah mitoich tzara, and that was accepted by the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and that's how they got out of Mitzrayim. It's very interesting to note, there is a posuk, a very bizarre posuk. Very bizarre, obscure posuk. Just after the posuk that we read, but they dubbed into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted their tefillah, and it says the following, Vayar Elohim es b'nei Yisrael, Hashem saw Klal Yisrael, Vayeda Elohim, and Hashem knew. End of the pasuk. Very strange pasuk. He saw and he knew. What did he know? Says the Sfarnum, and this is Haflo of Fela, according to the way we've explained. Two people can daven, and one is the Kavana, and one is Shalei the Kavana, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can know. On the surface, it looks like they're both davening. I can't tell, I'm not a mind reader. Vayar Elohim es b'nei Yisrael, Vayeda Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that this was a tefillah mitoich kavana. That's what the Sfarnu explains. He says, Vayeda Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that tzaakosom b'chol lev. That's something only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can know. And that's why he says, Vayar Elohim es b'nei Yisrael, Vayeda Elohim. Now, in that very pasuk, it says, we only read the second half of the pasuk, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael min ho'avoido. You know what the first half of that pasuk says? Vayi vayomim ho'rabim ohim. It was, as the days passed, Vayomos melech Mitzrayim, and Pare, the first, passed away, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael min ho'avoido. So there's a big question to be asked. Imagine if we would have been in Mitzrayim, and suddenly Pare passes away. That's the time to start crying out to Hashem Pnei Avoida? I would have thought the Klal Yisrael would be rubbing their hands in glee. Oh, Baruch Hashem, that's it. The great enemy, Pare, has been vanquished. Let's now hope for a better day. And now they start crying out for the Rabbeinu Shemaydah? So I once saw a phenomenal pshat, Shem of Itzel Mevaloshim. Klal Yisrael, as long as they had Pare the first, and life was very difficult, and they always convinced themselves that what? Seder, when Pare finally leaves the scene, everything will be just fine, and I'm sure the next Pare will be a wonderful Jew lover. And all of a sudden, what happened? They saw it's no change. Vayomos melech Mitzrayim, it's the same old Pare, so they came to that clarity. Don't rely on Pare. Pare is not going to take you out of Mitzrayim. That's a tefillah mitoich tzara. the reality, that clarity arrives, don't say, well, this Pharaoh, he's not so great, but I'm sure the next one, he's going to be the great big white hope. No, no, no. Same old Pharaoh, just maybe in a different guise, but there's only one Ketovet. And the address is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the only one to take us out of Mitzrayim. Those of you who are with us on Monday nights in the Betochen Vaad, this is something that we actually made mention of recently. And that is that essentially every tefillah is supposed to be davened in that way. Perhaps when a person is indeed in a matzav of tzara, it's easier to come by. But really, that's the avoid of every tefillah. And I think we've mentioned several times, and I'd like to mention it again, we say in the Slichos, Kedalim ukeroshim dafaknu b'dalosecha. We approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, we're like poor people hammering on the door. So I heard many years ago when I was in London, the Mashkiach HaMatzisyahu Salomon, Shlita Shiyarech Yomim V'Shonim, so he said, in the name of the great Maggid of Shalom Shvadron, what does this mean that we hammer on doors like poor people? Poor people don't hammer on doors. Poor people stand there very timidly, ashamed, embarrassed, almost hoping that maybe it's better if the Balabais doesn't answer the door. They don't bang on doors. So Rav Shalom said an unbelievable pshat. They don't bang on the first door, that's true. On the first door that they knock on, if there's no answer, not the end of the world, they'll always go to the second door. If there's no answer to the second, go to the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and then they get to the last door in town. And he suddenly realizes, if there's no answer here, I'm stuck. I have no food, I have no shelter, I have no warmth, and I'm sleeping in the street tonight. On that door he bangs with all his koyach because he realizes I've expended energy on all other options and are now of no other options. So Rav Shalom said that what we're saying to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, we approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah like the Oni who bangs on the door. In other words, with the mindset of the Oni at the last door, not with the mindset of the Oni of door number 1, 2, 3, 4, who's thinking to himself, I'll try, and if it works, that's good, and if it's not, it's not the end of the world. I always have other plans. Not when it comes to the last door. I'm like the Oni who comes to that Hakara, but there is no other address. Ein lonu lehishoin elo al avinu shebashamayim. You know, sometimes you hear somebody's unwell, goes to doctors, and eventually the doctor, in a very pompous manner, says, well, I'm sorry, there's nothing more we can do. From now on, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help. Shaita Sheba'ilam. And until this stage, also only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help. But he didn't think that. But now he got to that clarity. I think we've said over many, many times, very important story. The story with the great Tzanzer Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim. When a woman came to the Tzanzer Rebbe and she said, she begged him, she said, I have an ill child, please can you give my child a brocha? That he should be zeicher to a refuah shleima. And the Rebbe said, no problem, but it'll cost you 1,000 reinish. It's a heavy fee. She said, my son's ill, it doesn't cost the Rebbe any money to give him a brocha. I'm desperate, I need a brocha from the Rebbe. My child's sick. What should I do if not ask the Rebbe for a bracha? You can't give me a bracha? 1,000 reinish, please. No, 1,000 reinish, no bracha. And she begged and she cried. She said, Rebbe, I need a bracha from the Rebbe. What else should I do? Please, you can't give me a bracha without the money? No money, no bracha. And eventually she said, fine, forget it. If the Rebbe won't help, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. And he said, fine, now I can give you the bracha, I don't need the money. That's what I wanted to hear. I saw in you that you were investing in me too much energy, too much hope. Oh, the Rebbe is the great big hope. The Rebbe can at best be the conduit and it can be the medium, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the address. And as long as I were hearing you desperate to get the bracha of the Rebbe, then I couldn't give you that bracha. But once you said, oy, the Rebbe vet nisht helfen, vet the eivish to helfen, if the Rebbe won't help, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. Oh, now I see that your emunah is intact and you really do understand that there is no other address. The address is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe is just a conduit. We should just finish off by saying that everything we learn with regard to the Geula of Mitzrayim is, of course, all really foretelling The ultimate gula that we're all waiting for. Because it says in Parshas Vayetze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yaakov Avinu the great bracha during the dreams, and he says, V'hoyo zaracho ka'afar ha'aretz, and your descendants will be like dust of the earth, uparatzo, and they will spread all over the world. What does it mean, your descendants will be like the dust of the earth? So the simple understanding is, they'll be very numerous. Do you know what the Sfarnu says there? Says the Sfarnu, what it means that your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, it means they will be trampled all over by the Goyim. And when that happens, and they hit rock bottom, that's when Uforatzo, that's when they will flourish. And he says, because the Tshuas HaKel, the great salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will necessarily be after a period of Roiv Shiflus, of when Klal Yisrael hit rock bottom like the dust of the earth. Why does that have to be the order? Why must we hit rock bottom in order to then be saved by the Rabbeinu Shlomo, says the Kli Yoker? Because as long as we don't hit rock bottom, who are we relying on? The great United Nations will save us. Of course, the President of America will save us. Europe will save us. This one, everybody will save us. But when you get to the situation of Afar Ha'oretz, rock bottom, trampled upon by everybody, suddenly the message hits home, finally, that there is one address. So that's the time you can be Zeichet to the Yeshua, because you can't be Zeichet to the Yeshua unless that clarity is in place, that the address, the medium through which you will be taken out of this shrine, is only through the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore, history Be'ezus Hashem will repeat itself. Everything we learn in Mitzrayim, that tefillah mitoich tzara, which is a tefillah which is davened, as Rabbeinu Bachai said, it's a tefillah shlema, bekavona. Why is there extra kavona when a person is in pain? Because then the reality hits in. He's like the widow and the orphan. I've got nobody else to help me. This is such a difficult situation. No doctors and no lawyers and no politicians. Nobody in the world can help me. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, that's a different type of tefillah. That's Mekubeles Yosef. That's Mekubeles Yosef. And what we're learning is, that will be the same ticket that will take us out of the Golus that we're in now. When Klal Yisrael hit a period of anti-Semitism and hatred around the world, and we're being persecuted and tortured, etc. And then that clarity sets in, that Ein Lonu Lehishoin, Elo Alovinu Shebashamayim, then we'll be Zeicher to the Geula. So let's just leave the last line to something I saw very, very precious from the great Sanzer Rebbe. The great Sanzer Rebbe. Not the Divrei Chaim, who was the first Sanzer Rebbe, but the Klausenberger Sanzer Rebbe, who, as we know, lost most of his family, a wife and 11 children in the Holocaust, and then came to Eretz Yisrael and rebuilt his own life and the lives of his Hasidim. We know he set up Netanya, Laniado, Kehillah here, Kehillah in America, one of the great leaders of Klal Yisrael. And I saw in his name just the most incredible idea. And he says, when it comes to the Leil HaSeder, that great night, the epic night when we celebrate the Geula of the past and we look forward to the Geula in the future. Who was the great hero in Mitzrayim who took us out? Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Sanzer Rebbe. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu's name not mentioned in our Godesh Ol Pesach? Not mentioned. The star of the show, the big hero, is not mentioned at all. Why is that? An enormous kasha. Loi muzkar shmoi, his name is not mentioned. Afilu pamachas, what could that be? And he says, because this is really the message of the Leil HaSeder. Moshe Rabbeinu, Av Kol HaNevi'im, but he was the medium. He was the medium, but he was not the Goyel. The Goyel was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore we must miss his name out. Nobody's attention should be diverted. The address, and the only address, in Mitzrayim, and so too in the future, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, therefore, how do we finish off the Leil HaSeder? Chag Gadya. What's the theme of Chag Gadya, that very difficult to understand song? And he says, because all the tzoreis come, and there's the stick, and there's the water, and there's the animals, and there's the yetzer hara, and they're all pushed aside, and all of a sudden we realize we go through one by one, va'oz, dafka oz, kasha'ein oiz tikva. We've been through all the tzoreis, the stick, and the fire, and the animals, that we've been there, done it, and there's no hope. Ve'ein lamu al mi lehishoyen. Who can we rely on? So what's the last line of the Leil HaSeder? Yovoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'yishchoit l'malach HaMoves. The last one left standing is Kaviyachol, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the message of the Leil HaSeder, and then we can be zeicher to the Geula. What a magnificent finale to the Leil HaSeder. We don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name, as instrumental as he was, but he's not the one who took us out in Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And as long as we don't understand that, we still have to languish here in Golos. But when we daven, mitoich tzoro, with that clarity, that ain lono leishoyin, there is nobody else to rely on, rakal avinu shebashamayim, ah, you understood that? So the Kodesh Baruch Hu, now everything has been pushed aside. The stick, the water, the cow, the fire, everything, the malach hamoves. And who's left? Klal Yisrael. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that will bring the Geula. May it be the Ezes Hashem, and Hera, Yomeinu, Amen. Amen. Amen.